very strange in the forest right now. So still, silent, no animals. Where are the birds, the deer, the squirrels? Look at the ancient trees, the broken mossy cliffs, and the undergrowth, the sillel. I should move on. But what's this? A woman, young, although not so young perhaps, coming towards me around the curve in the trail, two leashes in her hands. You haven't seen two dogs, have you? She says. I let them off the leash and they got away from me, she says. I don't know where they are. It's a brief stop, a moving stop, a stop between strangers. Yet there's something familiar about her. The eyes. The switchback, I say. They might have gone up the hill. I thought it would be okay to let them run, she says, but... She's smiling apologetically, as if this is the blunder of an amateur. It's very strange at the moment, I say. So silent, you'd think you'd hear them in the brush. Eve of the winter solstice, isn't it, she says, and the eclipse. The animals have gone into hiding, and my dogs too, I fear. Well, I say, if I see them, I'll try and herd them back your way. I want to continue the conversation, but, well... We're both moving away in opposite directions. I mean to ask her if she's seen my wife, as I'm sure she's ahead of me on the trail somewhere. I don't even ask her what the dogs look like. She's gone, disappearing in the gloom. Well, it doesn't matter. When I get to the grove, they emerge from the mossy rocks near the water. One blonde, the other darker, like Irish setters. And I'm thinking, how could she have lost them? I whistle, start talking to them, and they come running up. And I immediately reverse, start back up the trail. They follow, then fall back, uncertain, run the other way. And I whistle, and they return, running. I keep thinking the woman will be coming back. She'll hear me trying to herd them. There's no reason for these dogs to trust me. Hey, I don't even like dogs. High maintenance. I managed to get them back through the forest to the switchback, which is just an old bulldozer track, more of a riverbed than a trail. And she's down there by the water, where the big boulders are. And she's out of her mind, but very, very happy to see her dogs again. And they run up to her. I I can't thank you enough, she says. If I came home without them, my husband would kill me. They're nice-looking dogs, I say. Yes, she says, they're from China. My husband's an officer in the Merchant Marine, and he brought them back from a shelter. They're brothers. Brothers. From an animal shelter in China. They're jumping around, pulling at the leash, trying to move on. She looks at me. Boy, those eyes. And she says, did you find your wife? Well, no, I say. I just came back when I found your dogs. It's getting dark, she says. I hope she hasn't got lost. This is strange. I don't recall telling her I was looking for my wife. But anyway, she insists on walking back through the forest with me. It's the least she can do. Maybe the dogs will pick up her scent. We walk. We talk. Talk. The eclipse. The first in nearly 400 years on the winter solstice. Yes. The eclipse. The light is already unnatural, faintly red, as if a great fire is burning beyond the trees. The dogs go stiff. We're just above the grove where I found them. I think there's someone down there, says the woman. Thanks, I say. I'll take a look. Some rocks down here. Bit of a cliff. I look back. Wave. Shout cheerily. Yes. Yes, she's here. Thanks. Do you want me to wait? I pat my pocket. Have a flashlight. She waves as she leaves, and I watch as they flicker through the trees, disappear. Disappear. Everyone disappears. I climb the rocks to the grassy knoll that overlooks the water. My wife's favorite place. Suddenly I feel old and weary, incapable of romance. The water's still, like lead. Sky overcast, red to the south. I sit, wait for the moon.